The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolene Marks, how are you?
Good afternoon, Howard. I think I'm slightly less fiery than yesterday, but still fiery. And I'm glad you played Pink, because Pink has had a lot to say about recent events in the U.S.
All right, we're going to talk about that. Before I do so, Rolene, unsigned WhatsApp saying, hi, please ask Rolene not to confuse and lump the alt-right with conservatives. They are polar opposites. They are likened to Islam. Trying to get, I think it means extremist Islam, trying to get on the new conservative bandwagon and should be labeled neo-Nazi. From a Christian, this is from a Christian who loves Israel and is a jury.
Well, I think that we were pretty clear when we discussed it yesterday that there is a big difference between conservative, or as what some people call right-wing, and the new alt-right, which is why I think they are terming this kind of neo-Nazi racist invective the new alternative right, or rather ultra-right. You know, there is no other way, I think, for people to explain it, and perhaps Unsigned is right by saying, you know, maybe call them neo-Nazis, the same as the ultra-left or Antifa we see rising. You know, I don't think that they, as much as they claim to be leftists, can be termed liberal, because that kind of liberal acceptance that we regard as liberalism doesn't seem to extend to certain minority groups.
Well, I was just going to say, when you're throwing gay people off buildings, all in the name of left and liberalism, well, then something's gone a little wrong with your definition. As I said yesterday, I believe that the extremists on both sides actually happen to meet on the other side of the circle. And I do think it's a point that is worth making. The concern about it for me is by various parties, Trump initially, and I know he has come out very strongly about in terms of this, by Netanyahu also, who's now apparently come out against this, by them not condemning it as vehemently as they should, they effectively lump the alt-right together with the right, and that is unfair on the right, in my view.
No, I agree with you there, and that's why I feel, and I said it yesterday, and I'll say it again today, and I will keep saying it. It is so important for all of us, whether you consider yourself right-wing, left-wing, centrist, in the middle, it is so important for us to make sure that our voices are heard and to show up. By creating a vacuum, we allow this neo-Nazi, ultra-racist, maybe that's how we should term it, the ultra-racist, to come in. And we also create a vacuum for what some call the ultra-left. I call them still the ultra-intolerant, for them to come in. You know, as a feminist, I reject the fact that somebody who terms herself a liberal, like Linda Sarsora, or women's movement, like Slut Walk, categorically denies Zionist women our place, because perhaps we haven't shown up as vociferously as we should in the past. So I think now it is time to drag our soapboxes and use our voices. I think that we have an imperative to, not just for ourselves or for Israel or for the Jewish people, but for humanity, because we are allowing lunatics to hijack this kind of space.
Unsigned is saying Trump's presidency has encouraged the right-wing haters to come out. Would you agree with that?
I don't think I would agree with that. I don't think that Trump has encouraged this. You know, I think it's very easy to lumber this all on Trump. I do, however, think that by not speaking out, by not using harsh enough language, it has allowed for this perhaps dormant or undercover neo-Nazism to flourish once again. The same goes for, we could say, for the Obama administration. By not coming out and speaking, and we discussed this yesterday, but not coming out and speaking and naming and shaming militant Islam, he created a space for this kind of invective to flourish as well. I think at the end of the day, wherever we spot intolerance, whether it be from the ultra-left or from the, let's call them the neo-racist or the neo-Nazis, or whether it comes from a militant type of religious bodies like militant Islam, we need to call it out, we need to name it, we need to shame it, and we need to fight against it. We cannot stand on the sidelines anymore. You know, I think it was Elie Wiesel who said the opposite of love is not hatred, it's indifference. We cannot stand and go, ugh, you know, this is terrible, and then do nothing about it. We have to show up.
And scientists saying George Soros is behind the Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and many other left-wing groups.
Well, I don't think that it's that can be proven, and I don't want to label accusations until it comes out that it is absolutely unequivocal. I think that we should stay away from individually naming and shaming people when we don't have definitive proof, and stick to fighting against racism.
Absolutely right. So Trump has issued a strongly worded statement. He's condemned it. And I believe that so has Netanyahu.
Netanyahu has condemned it now. Trump has condemned it. There was a lot of criticism against Netanyahu for not speaking out sooner. And many said that he was kind of favoring his perhaps more conservative a fan base, so to speak, in America, then coming out and speaking, and perhaps didn't want to create tension with him and the Trump administration, which is also what we discussed yesterday. But now he has, as has Natan Sharansky and as has Yad Vashem. In fact, Yad Vashem has said that in our post-Holocaust global society, there is no room for racism or anti-Semitism, and the anti-Jewish ideology of the Nazis was a precursor of the eventual murderous policy and extermination of 6 million Jews. And these images that we are seeing yet again are another reminder that we must remain vigilant about educating the public regarding hatred and xenophobia.
Very, very well put. Let's talk about the Swiss Hotel. This is the hotel for anybody who is not up to date on the story. This is a Swiss hotel that put up effectively two signs. One is at the swimming pool and said, asked the Jewish guests to shower before they went swimming. And the other one, I must tell you, which I'm actually not as offended by, was around the fridge area where they said they mustn't, their Jewish customers or guests shouldn't harass the staff and can have access to the fridges between the hours of whatever they were and whatever they were. That one, to some extent, I mean, although you should never be saying the Jewish customers, I think that's just bizarre and ridiculous. But I do understand that the hotel obviously just wanted to manage when people went to the fridges to take kosher food out in order to cater for themselves or their families. But asking Jewish guests to shower before they swim is just something beyond.
It is something beyond. I mean, while we're speaking about the Shoah and imagery, the connotation of Jews and shower is so painful to us.
Absolutely.
And the explanation given by the owner of the hotel is that she has nothing against Jews, whom we regularly receive warmly here. She says, I may have selected the wrong words. The sign should have been reduced to, or it should have been addressed to all the guests instead of Jewish ones. Well, I think she's learned her lesson about how important the selection of words is, and how important it is not to select a minority community for whatever you want to say. She says that she anticipates receiving many more Jews in the future.
Well, please, you know, God, not. I mean, hopefully people will put their money where their mouth is and not support her hotel.
Well, she says that she wants that in the same breath that she says that she wants Jewish guests to feel at home. She says the behavior of some of those guests is making other guests feel uncomfortable, and we receive complaints, so we need to be responsible for all our guests and find a balance. But I'm wondering if there were guests from any other group that perhaps other people found their behavior Rolina,
it's very, very simple.
If she would single out and make a special sign.
If there's a family and they happened to be Christians and they were behaving poorly, you would either speak to that family or you'd speak to the group and you would ask them to behave in accordance with what you would expect. You would not put up a sign that says, "Dear Christians," and if they were Muslims, you would not put up a sign that says, "Dear Muslims, please shower before you you swam." It's so appalling to single out any group. We're not defined only by the religion that we observe and that we adhere to.
Exactly, and I think this is why it is so important, and I really appeal to our Christian brothers and sisters, our Muslim brothers and sisters, anybody who cares about tolerance and acceptance, to please stand up and say, you know what, it's no longer open season on Jews. We're sick of this now. We are less than a century after the Shoah. Have we not learnt anything?
Unsigned is saying, as far as the fridge signs go, I don't have a problem with that sign, as the hotel provided access to the fridges exclusively to Jewish clients to store their kosher food. But the sign for the pool is disgusting and unforgivable.
Absolutely. No, it's totally untenable.
No words.
Especially since being Europe, especially since the connotation of showers for Jews.
Well, that was the other thing. Painful. How do you ignore the imagery of the shower, when read in a German accent? Let's not get in Switzerland.
Exactly.
Kind of makes one squirm a bit, doesn't it?
Very uncomfortably.
Very indeed. Through all of this, Israel continues to do amazing God-given work. Israel is sending aid to Sierra Leone after a terrible mudslide. Tell us about this.
Well, first of all, our thoughts and prayers are with the people of Sierra Leone, and there have been hundreds of casualties in this terrible mudslide that has occurred in Freetown, in the capital of the West African state of Sierra Leone. And Israel's ambassador in West Africa, Paul Hirschman, who I must just tell listeners is actually from South Africa, says that he has been in contact with Sierra Leone, and we've heard from Israel Aid as well, the phenomenal NGO that provides a lot of aid. We spoke about them a couple of weeks ago, Howard, when we spoke about their work with the Yazidis and the Yazidi genocide. They are now sending much needed aid to West Africa as well. And the Red Cross estimate that as many as about 3,000 people have been left homeless, and they do expect that figure to rise. And Prime Minister Netanyahu last night instructed the foreign ministry to send aid to Freetown. So they will be sending search and rescue, recovery, food, money, and medical help, and whatever the people of Sierra Leone need. And it's just horrendous as we see more and more images of battered corpses piled on top of each other. And we now see the residents of Freetown circulating flyers, "Have you seen their loved ones?" So it's a horrible, horrible situation, and once again Israel is sending much needed aid to Sierra Leone in this very, very difficult time.
Absolutely shocking situation, but wonderful that Israel is able to do so. Finally, U.S. ambassador's daughter makes aliyah. Saw photos of this earlier today. What an amazing turn of events.
Well, isn't this quite incredible? She made aliyah. I think there was over 200 people came.
Really, more than 200.
Arrived down a nefesh benefesh flight. And she was one of the olim that was welcomed by her father, the ambassador, the American ambassador to Israel, along with the heads of Nefesh B'Nefesh, Rabbi Yeshua Fass and Tony Gelbart. And it was really quite a momentous occasion. And I think it's something quite special to see the daughter of the American ambassador, David Freeman, to Israel, welcoming his daughter as she makes aliyah.
Incredible. Absolutely wonderful story. There we leave it. Time is 5:26. Rolene Marks, just hold on. Shulamit asking, all of a sudden, no more use of the very offensive phrase, non-Jew. What's up? Shulamit, I have no idea what you're talking about. If you want to explain that further, I would love to engage, provided we actually know what it is that you're saying.